Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike next to Johnny, and this is an exciting episode for both me and Johnny. So I am getting back into the eBay game, but not by any stretch of the imagination, as you all think. So everybody's like, Mike, you're going to be listing stuff? No, no, no.
He's been a diligent student at my eBay calls. Attends every single one.
I refuse to list another item on eBay, but I do want the benefits of selling some items on eBay. And that's where this guy sitting next to me comes in and this new endeavor he is taking upon himself. So I'm excited for the details you're all about to get, because I will be participating. So Johnny, take us away.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to dip my toes into consignment here. I've done it here and there for some friends and stuff. My processes are pretty good, and I feel confident I can now offer my services to the masses at large, which is you, the listeners here. Basically, I'll take your books, your magazines, your comics, your ephemera, your DVDs and CDs. And I made it pretty simple, where you just put it in the box, put a little envelope on top with your consignment ID, and you get that by emailing me, and that'll be in the comments somewhere, and also how you want to get paid. And then I get it, I unpack your stuff, I list your stuff, I sell your stuff, and then I send you money. How does it work? Basically, it's for the books and magazines, anything else, it's just a raw 50-50 split. Now, not everything will be listed at a buy it now price. I mean, if you send me a $5 book, I may decide to do that as a $1 auction or a Facebook Marketplace $1 thing. So if you send me junk, expect to get junk prices. So you may not beat the shipping label if you send me junk. So be a little bit more diligent. But why send me your stuff instead of you doing it yourself? Well, time may be a factor. You may be just full on Amazon like Mike and just don't care about eBay, but realize there's eBay dollars to be had. Well, that's where I come into play. Some things like ephemera, I don't want to list that stuff because usually it's normally lower end, but I do have connections who will just buy it sight unseen for me for a flat fee. I'll get the fee and then I'll split it in half between me and you. Now, the 50-50 is after all fees, of course. And some stuff I may merchant fulfill, eBay, or put it on Ape, or do a little bit of cross-listing just to move it along faster. I may run a sale. I may throw in coupons. My goal is to move the items along to get you your cash flow faster. But, I'm taking the research. I'm doing the shipping. I'm doing the storing. So you don't have to, essentially. Also, if you send me damaged items, like I open the book and it shatters into a million pieces, unless it's worth a lot of money shattered in a million pieces, I'm probably going to put it in the trash. So again, be a little diligent when you put in your stuff. Same for the comics. I may wholesale that off, or depending what it is, if it's valuable comics, I do have some comic knowledge and or magazine knowledge, it'll get run through eBay per normal. What else do you want to say there, Mike?
Dude, for me, the biggest thing for me is I don't have to do no work besides putting it in the box. And we were joking before we started this, and Johnny's like, just get it in the box. So I was like, hey, are we rocking and rolling with this? Because we've been toying with this idea. He's been toying with this idea, this business model, probably now for a few months. And, you know, he's like, yeah, I already got stuff headed my way. So I was like, all right, I just got to get it in the box.
You mentioned it to just a couple people. Like, I got stuff for you. I'm like, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about, but sure, I'll take it.
I like the idea, right? Because, you know, the libraries I work with, I get the antique books. I'm going to send you some, and I don't have to, I'm just throwing it in the box. I have no idea what it is. I don't know if it's $1,000 book or it's one of the ones he's going to throw as far as he can out his front door. But I think that's the huge benefit, because in reselling, we just burn our time. And I'm a firm believer that time is the most precious thing we have. So if I just have to put it in a box and ship it to you, like, okay, well, I'll find out what it's worth when you sell. You do all the research. And I'll tell you this, like, I've tried this in the past, and I know the quality of listings that you put out there on eBay. Like, no one's even coming close to the quality of listings you're going to put out there. And I think another huge benefit is that, like, everybody knows where to get a hold of you, right? Like, you're in all
Yeah,
the
I
big
can't hide.
groups. Like, people are going to be commenting on my channel, like, hey, where's Johnny? Like, he literally has calls in the group that I have through the YouTube channel. You can literally talk his ear off every
Your
basically
calls are
other
going to be
week.
like turn into where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, except it's where in the world is Johnny V.
Yeah, Johnny's monthly calls in my group every other week are just going to be him, like, covering like the people asking questions about his commission-based business. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's actually a huge upside that you're out there, you're responsive, and, like, you're a straight shooter. Like, people trust you, and I think that, goes a long way, especially in the space we're in with reselling. Like, there's a lot of shady people out there, unfortunately, in this space. But I'm just excited to not have to look anything up, because I'll tell you what, I got a stack. It's probably like 20, 30 books high. It's a storage unit. It's all antique books that, like, I have to actually sit there, open my eBay app, type in the title and the year, and then do the comps and do the right listings. Like, the fact that I could just throw it in a box and the hell with it, pay $20, fill up a Lowe's box, send it your way, and then just wash my hands of it. Dude, it's foolproof. Like, the fact you're doing the research amazes me, right? Because most commission-based situations, they want to know, like, the person selling it wants to know what they're getting ahead of time, right? Because what happens if 150 boxes of junk show up on your doorstep? Well, you've made it clear, like, hey, like, if it's junk and I can't sell it for a dollar, then it's getting treated like junk that I can't
It's
sell for
going
a
in the
dollar.
trash can. Yeah. Like, I will try to sell. If you send me a Nora Roberts book, hopefully you send me more than one where I have a chance at making a dollar. But keep in mind, you are paying the shipping. So you may not outpace the shipping fee just because you send me a whole box of Nora Roberts. So if you try to be funny, ha ha ha, well, I will give you a funny ha 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 sale price when it comes back to me. You'll get half of whatever I get. So you'll be in the negative and I'll be going, ha ha ha. Anyway.
You gave me an idea. So if my box has any space, I got plenty of romance novels I'm just gonna throw in there just for fun.
You do you, Mike. I will handle the books however I see fit. Yeah, another thing is, yeah, you do pay shipping. If you would like your items back, let's say a year rolls by and it's a once every 2 year sale, that's fine. But you will have to pay the return shipping. I'm not going to pay any shipping in this at all. But if you'd like your stuff back, I'll be more than happy to mail it back to you. But it's on your dime, of course.
How can I get paid?
What's that?
How can I get paid?
I'm gonna cater to every form of payment, except cash. Cash is the one I can't do because of IRS reasons. So if you want a check, I'll write you a check. If you want Cash App, Zelle, PayPal. Just keep in mind the appropriate fees for the platform. I want to get you the most money, so I recommend check, as it's instant, but it does come with the caveat that you do have to go to the bank.
PayPal for sure for me, 100%. I even pay
You'll
the
have
extra.
PayPal fees, but yeah, it's
I
fine.
mean, it is what it is. It's stuff that I otherwise are not going to sell, right? I think the big upside to this is it takes the workload off of the person that's sending it to you, because no research, no listing, no packing, no shipping. I think, like, you might get overwhelmed with stuff, honestly, because.
Yeah, no, I've thought about that. So the way it'll work, well, before I get to that, I'll do payouts every Monday. I've set aside a 4 hour time block. I won't need that at the start, obviously. But every Monday, I'll issue the previous week's payments. If it takes more than 4 hours, fine, so be it. I'll finish the payments for the following week. But the whole thing is just about you get paid as soon as possibly can. If there's a return, well, I eat that cost. But it's now my product, assuming I get the book back and I'll resell it however I need to sell it. But yeah, taking the storage out, and there was a second thing I said pause for a minute. What was it, Mike?
I like the idea, though, that what you're saying, right? So, like, you sell the book, like, one of the I got actually I got my some of my stuff I'm going to be sending your way here, right? Like, Star Wars Ewok Adventures here, brand new sealed. I can't sell on Amazon, but it's like a $40 DVD. So you sell this DVD and you cut me my 20 bucks, you keep your 20 bucks. Next week rolls around, you get a refund for this. You ain't coming back for me for the
You've been
$20.
paid out. It's now my Star Wars CD, and I'll resell it again.
You'll probably keep this for yourself.
Probably. I like Star Wars.
I think
I
you can.
remember watching that movie as a child.
Dude, you kind of, now that I'm looking, like, you could have been an Ewok.
I could have been, and I may have an Ewok costume in my closet.
I'm just saying, like, it's, I'm, listen, it's selfish of me to say, like, I'm glad, like, even if nobody else does it, I'm just glad I could send you this shit. Like,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, send me your books, your magazines, your comics, your ephemera, your DVDs and CDs. I'll take care of it. You send me an email ahead of time and I send you what I need, and you just print out that, put it inside the box so I know whose box is who. Oh, that was the thing, incoming. So, yeah, you said I may get backed up. I will send correspondence when I start to process your items and then when your items have been listed. So you're kind of notified along the way where I'm at. So if you send me a box, but I got three pallets ahead of you, I'm normally going to try to do it in the order they receive. But for three pallet guy, I may stop for a second to do your box because your box is going to be quicker than his three pallets. Three pallet guy may take me a minute to get through, just because it's a lot of organizing, a lot of sorting, and that's before it even goes through the photography and listing phase. Because again, that's how I list, because the processes make it go faster. So I'm going to put all of his, I don't know, Stephen King books together and all his Eastons together and all of that, and then it's just going to run through the pipeline. But yeah, for right now, you can send me as much as you want. Plan to notify you along all the little phases. You get notified when I pay you, even. I mean, you'll get an alert, but you'll also get an email from me. Also in the email I'll send you is a bajillion probably Q&A things that I could think of, and I'll probably add to it as time goes on, as people ask me things I haven't thought of. And that's fine.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
Like, I plan to lot up things that are valued under $10 singleton by themselves. That's in the outline as an example. Or again, I may marketplace it because it'll just move better at marketplace. Yeah, I get your items. I put them on the selling platform that I see fit. Sell your items. You get paid half essentially.
What I'm curious here. So you're going to be doing lots and everything like that. Are you going to be on eBay? Do you have like a flat like promotion rate? Like, are you going to be using promoted listings?
I will be using promoted listings. And it depends what it is, because there's really no reason for me to promote like an Easton Press, more or less, unless it's an undervalued one, because it'll just sell on its own. If it takes it a little while, I'll start to bump the promoted listing. Because again, it's about getting you your cash flow and me my cash flow, because you
My
spent money to
man,
get it to me, right?
my man.
So I'll have to move it down the road eventually, and promoted listings may help it move it down the road just a little slightly. I don't plan to go above like 12%. Like it's like a 5 year sell through rate. So that thing maybe go up to 12% right off the gate just to get it along. Because do you really want to wait 5 years for your money? No, I think you just want whatever money for it, because else you would have slung it yourself.
So for those that aren't going to see the description or the YouTube comments, and you wanted to know the email address he has that he's using specifically for this business, it is bookshepherding@gmail.com. That's book shepherding, SHEPHERDING @gmail.com. And everything is done through there. But I mean, for those that are a member of the group, or I know you're in a text group as well, I'm sure you're going to be vocal about that over there. So anywhere you can find this guy, you can shoot him
Actually,
a
I won't.
message.
I'm not allowed to sell stuff, including services, there. I can briefly mention that I'm doing consignment.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. So, like, if somebody has a message and they're in that group and they listen to this podcast, like, I don't know how it works over there. I don't know if you can direct message people in the group kind of like you can on Discord, but I mean, just reach out to them, or you can reach out to me, or comment on any one of my videos, and I can
And if
easily.
you're watching this video or you need to head on over to the YouTube channel, I put it as my video name right now. It's literally on the screen right underneath my dumb mug.
Everybody can just bug me for your contact information. I just think, dude, for me, it's just a time saver, and it's money I have sitting here, because I'll tell you what, my eBay stuff has been sitting at the storage unit and under this desk now probably for like 5 or 6 months. And I don't want to do the research. I make more money going out scanning items for Amazon than I will ever make looking up antique books on eBay. I don't come across them enough. But if I can just say, all right, well, this book is antique, at least to me, it looks like it, and I could just throw it in a box and get it to you, like, I mean, it don't get no easier, honestly. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this is, like, move your stuff one way or another. And he's telling you, like, you don't know, his listings are the best. And if you don't believe me, Johnny, what is your eBay store so somebody can go look at the quality of your
Oh,
listing?
my name's stupidly long. It's Moriander's Dangerous Bookshop. You want out here? I'll put it in the chat. It's so long.
That will also be in the description and the comments below. If you don't believe me, there's nobody going to touch his book listings, item details, everything, the descriptions, the photos. It's literally top five all time book listings on eBay. And, you know, the competition's out there, but it's not even close. I'm excited, dude. What do you feel like, you know, the response is going to be? Like, now that you started this, and what do you feel like some of the challenges are going to be like as you continue to grow your own business while now adding on a business where you are doing commissions for other people?
I think it'll open up a lot more networking opportunities, like for people I don't normally talk to, because whatever reason they're running a well-oiled machine. I'm in my lane doing my well-oiled machine, but maybe we caught cross paths and more business adventures can occur from that. As far as maintaining my own, I mean, I have so many paper. If you go to my eBay store, that's what you're probably rarely going to see is a bunch of paperbacks. But that's where I've learned to do detailed listings. I know how to do antiquarian stuff. I don't come across it too often, but I sling them up there when I can. But it's the same process. Maybe a little bit harder to do a book description on those, but I try to include a book description on every single listings, even if it's the dumb table of contents page. Not the whole page, mind you, but just enough to give the consumer or buyer an idea of what the heck they're buying, because they may not know what they're looking at.
Yeah, it's tough to like kind of continue to grow your own business, and this is within the realm of your business. It's just other people's stuff, right? So it's like it's almost like an extension of your own business, which in turn, I guess, is real nice, because you know it's not like you're selling like women's dresses, right? Like, this is stuff you actually know about, so it's easy for you. It's business as usual for you, but for somebody like me who don't ever want to deal with it, it's like, all right, well, this is literally free money I have sitting here, and I don't have to do nothing besides pay the $20 to get the big ass box sent to you.
And I think I'll see some stuff I haven't seen before, which would be nice as a bookseller. I always like consuming knowledge and expanding my mental Rolodex of things to keep eyes out for. There's just stuff in Portland. There's stuff up in New York. I probably never even seen. Don't know what it is until I'm looking at it. And that'd be great, as well as, like you said, it's business as usual. And then we always say the hardest part about potentially antiquarian is getting your hands on the stuff. How do you scoop up enough of it? This enables me to do so, and me doing a 50-50 split on some more older books, that's fine with me. Even on the junk stuff, I have solutions there if it's junky junk like Nora Roberts. You know, we need to get her on the podcast, and she's just gonna go to town on us one of these days. But anyway, but yeah, that stuff just may hit the marketplace. And if it's store credit, guess what? You're still getting your hard-earned money in cash, 50-50 split, even if I have to take it to a store credit person.
What's the turnaround time, right? Like, I send you I'm going to be sending you the Lowe's boxes, right? 16 by 12 by 12. It'll probably be like 30-ish pounds, some DVDs, some books. Like, what's the turnaround time can I expect for all of my items to be listed, just like one box worth?
I mean, right now, with no backup or backlog I have at the moment, it'll be done within inside a week. Photographer come in, do his photos for the day, including my photos, my own stuff, and then I'll actually list your stuff first, probably, before my own stuff just to get it up and like, yo, I listed it, yay. But when there's a backlog, I don't know the answer to that just as yet. Just because you mailed it to me and it's arrived at my doorstep doesn't mean I have started to process your stuff. Again, if you're the Gaylord guy, it sends me a Gaylord, it's going to take me a minute to get through the processing phases. And there may be smaller batches that come in that I can do within 10 minutes. And then if the photographer's here the same day, I can get that at least photographed and partially listed. So maybe in a 2-day window. But basically, unless it's a large shipment, I'm going to process the stuff in the order it's received. So the sooner you send it in, the faster it will get up. That's the best answer I can give right now, with inside a week.
You better, dude, if my stuff shows up, I don't care who else is in line. You better say, oh, maybe I'll put like a big sticker of my face on the side of the box so
Do
you
you
know.
guys think I should give Mike VIP access? Should he
No,
get to the front of
don't.
the line for everything he sends in? Leave a
Don't
comment in the comments there.
do that. Don't do not if anything, put me to the back of the line. I'd rather have somebody else. And you gotta like you have to take into consideration, like you're doing the research, right? So there's gonna be items I'm gonna send you that like they're just antique books, probably not worth nothing. So you're gonna sit down, open up the book, do the research, and waste maybe 2 or 3 minutes on the item to find out it's not worth it. So like
And it
I
goes in the
guess.
pile with the other worthless books you've sent me. And then I look at that pile. Can I make a lot out of it? No. Okay. Well, I'm probably going to need to marketplace this and hope for the best or decide if it needs to go to store credit lane. Or the answer is yes, I can do a lot. And then I got to, okay, what's my lot worth? Question mark. So all that think power time goes from you to me, essentially.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit to this whole thing is there's no research, there's no knowledge base, and everybody I know can tell whether a book is antique or not. There's no dust jacket in 95% of the cases. You just throw it in a box and let him do as bad as it sounds, like this is what he's signing up for. So like I could care less. And now I see an antique
Or
book
it's
and I'm just
super old, but is it the $1,000 old version or is it the $100 old version? I got to figure that out.
I think that's why it's beneficial that, you've put yourself out there over the past 3 years. We're 160-ish episodes in the podcast, right? So like maybe I send you the $1,000 book, and like people might be like, well, what if he keeps it for himself? Like, come on, like that I you're a stand-up straight shooting guy. And I'm curious, is this stuff going on your actual like eBay store, right? Like, so are you going to have a separate eBay store for the items we're sending? Like, say if I want to go see the item that you listed for me, is that possible?
Yeah, I'll send you a link for it. It'll most of the stuff will go through my primary eBay account. I do have a secondary one that the stuff may funnel into for it's just built up differently for different things. It's probably where I may send the CDs or DVDs, the ones that are valued. The ephemera stuff you won't see, I get a wholesale offer and I'll take it because it's just they're buying it by sight unseen. Once they've
Yeah.
opened the box, they do a quick eyeball eval and send me the money. Same for probably the comics, a lot of them. The higher end ones will go up on the eBay store, obviously, and same for the books and the magazines. But yeah, if you request a link, I'll give it to you. I mean, he's putting my store link in here, but if it's on that secondary store, I can provide you a link to your items once you've requested it.
When you pay me for all the stuff I'm going to send you, because I got really good stuff, I know it's going to sell right away. So like I'm going to be doing PayPal, right? So like, is it going to be like Johnny B sent you $80? Like, are you going to tell me what items sold like as part of that payment?
I will email you the line items when I notify you they've been paid. As far as PayPal goes, I'm probably just going to send you the $80, but you will get
I'll
a
get
line
an
item
email.
list.
Okay,
You'll get an
okay.
email. Because if there's any questions, are you going to PayPal email me a question? No, you probably want to hit your email up.
I was just curious, like if like because in previous experiences I would just get like an amount and not like it and like what sold. I wouldn't know what sold. I would just get the dollar amount, which in my case, like I don't care about that type of stuff, but I know other people's cases, right? Cool, you paid me $50. Well, what actually sold, right? Like I feel like it's important to know what item of mine that you actually sold. So I do like the
Right,
idea
like
of
your
you.
ephemera box. I'll probably just put ephemera box sold for $50. It's not going to be an individual line item of, I don't know, scrap piece of newspaper in 1988, because again, it was a wholesale deal. It just went down the wholesale pipeline.
I agree. But then if it's like a DVD,
If it
they've
was your
been.
Ewok DVD, it sells for $40. I'll say Ewok DVD, $40. After fees, we're at 30, 15 you, 15 me.
Or you could just send me a photo of you in that Ewok costume you got stored away.
I mean, we're not on my OnlyFans,
I'm just saying.
Mike.
All right, like what's your temperament behind this, dude? Because I'm pumped up that you finally I won't take credit for the idea because I know you've been pondering it for a while, but I will take credit and kind of
You've
bringing it
been
up to you.
nagging me about it and pushing me about it for a while. I have been thinking about it a little bit longer than that. My answer was tentatively no on that. It's always been on the back of the mind, but it's changed over this last year because of Amazon. I'm seeing a lot of Section 3s getting out, divvied out left and right. And I always say myself, our time is up at Amazon whenever they see fit. I'm not in charge of that. See you later. You got me thinking, and I plan to stay in the book game for as long as I'm allowed to in life. So I need to prepare myself a business when Amazon tells me to take a walk. I'm okay for the Amazon taking me a walk. So it's just another one of my little pieces on the board to keep me safe in the unfortunate demise of my Amazon business. Because I know it'll come someday. I can't tell you if it's tomorrow. I can't tell you if it's 10 years. I can't tell you if it's never. So having just more streams of income, like we always talk about, is a good idea. And I see this as another adjacent thing to keep books going as far as a business for me.
So I send you the Ewok DVD. It's been a month, it doesn't sell. I can easily just message you and be like, "Hey, can you send that back to me?" And then I just cover the shipping, you just
Cover
invoice
the
me for the
shipping,
shipping.
I'll pull down the listing and I'll mail it to you.
What if Ewok never sells, dude? Is there like a time frame at some point where you're like, "Okay, you reach out to me and say, dude, it's been 12 months. Nobody wants your crusty Ewok DVD." Like, you either have to have it returned to you or I'm liquidating it, which means it's coming down off the store because it's taking up storage space, right? Because theoretically, if items aren't selling, you don't have an infinite amount of storage space. So there has to be some point where things have to either go back to the co-signee or like just be liquidated. And basically, I don't know. I don't even know what
I
that would
may
look like.
take it down, it may go through a different sales channel, may go to marketplace, it may go to the store credit. You get paid your shekels in actual dollars. I'll keep my Monopoly dollars to spend how I see fit. I'll message you and be like, do you want it back? And other things I get, like if it's my paperbacks, I may offer you just a cash offer. Like, look, you sent me 30 of these. Here's my normal rate when I just buy these from people. Do you want it or do you want me to consign it? Because when I make that deal, I know how long they'll probably sit for, is why I'm angling that way. It's not to get more money. I mean, that's just a bonus, sure. But it's like, look, you're going to be waiting a year or two, maybe three, for this item to sell. It's probably going to sell in a buy two, get two. I'm offering you $30 right now for it all. Do you want it or do you want me to continue the wholesale route and you'll get a dollar here, a dollar there kind of deal?
Yeah, I just think this gives people so many options to focus on, especially us Amazon sellers, or especially people that do eBay and maybe get more inventory than they can handle, right? Like, I think it'd be great even for somebody that just does eBay only and is like, well, I can only do 15 listings a day, but like, I have an infinite supply of books, which you all know is basically the truth, right? Everywhere you look, there's books. And I think having a business like this will also be able probably open up more doors for you, like other libraries. Maybe you start doing consignment with other libraries, other thrift stores, things like that. I think it's going to be beneficial to everybody around. And the fact you do all the work, dude, yet again, that is literally the icing on the cake. I just throw it in the box. You can figure it the hell out. I don't know what it is. I know it's old. It might be $1 million. It's probably $0, and that's why this is beneficial because I've sat there and I looked up antique books. I used to look up every single one I would get, right? Sure, some of them might be 20, 30, $40, but a lot of them are just a waste of time. And the fact that I can waste your time instead of mine, dude.
You're just excited to waste my time, Mike.
There's no better feeling in the
You know
world.
what? Your box is definitely going to the back of the line now. Waste of time box.
No. It's true though, man, because we got to focus on what's working, right? And we only can work within our constraints. So even if you're the Amazon person and you don't want to deal with eBay, which most of us don't like, the fact we can send it to you, get an invoice, know what's selling, we know the listings are being taken care of properly, we know they're being promoted. I'm a firm believer in promoted listings. I don't care what anybody says. We got to sell our stuff if we want to make money at the end of the day. And if promoting listings, what they, is going to help us, then that's what we got to do. I think it's just so beneficial. Even if you're the eBay person who's just got too much inventory, just send what you got to Johnny, let him deal with it and get paid. And you keep, if I was the person and I was doing eBay, well, then all of a sudden maybe my minimum goes up, right? Like, I'm not listing stuff that's under $30. All that stuff goes to Johnny, right? You kind of can get a little bit more picky on the quality on your end and then send everything else to Johnny to kind of deal with on his end. So, I mean, that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, but again, you don't want to send me a pallet of all but one book is Nora Roberts.
Yeah.
You're probably going to lose
You're
money
gonna
on
lose
that
money.
deal.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%,
If you're
100%.
okay with losing money just because for your own reasons,
You're not a magician. You can't turn junk into dollars, right? Like, it still has to be something that has some type of sell-through demand, because you
I mean, I'm
can't.
going to need to sell a charity. This is for cancer research children. Auction, let's do it.
That's
Nora,
what I'm
let's
saying.
go.
Yeah. It is good to bring that up, though, right? Because I'm sitting here selling you. I'm just sending you whatever, but I could care less, right? Because I know
You're an evil man.
the good stuff in the box will easily cover,
Yeah.
the random, and even then, the random and aquarium books I get, like, one of them is definitely going to cover the box for me, right? Like, if I got a whole box of that stuff, like, one of them is at least going to cover the box
Well, you
for me.
toss in that book you showed me the other day, that
Yeah,
Easton book,
dude.
that's more than gonna cover everything.
I got it. Well, I'm going to show everybody live here.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah,
I
he
forgot.
asked me on the call how much that book's worth. That's a $400 book, roughly, he's looking at.
I still don't know how to pronounce it. The Nag Hammadi scriptures.
I mean, that's close, Mike.
Somewhere around there. I paid $1 for this.
You paid $1 for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
It's
cheated,
shiny.
though.
It's shiny even. They would mark up for shiny.
I cheated. This was from one of my early access. I'm the only
Oh, it
person
didn't
in the
even
lot.
get to the floor.
Nah,
Oh,
dude.
that is cheating.
I
That
know.
is.
I
I
know. It's
was about to
but
say
like,
that a shiny's worth at least $5 at the thrift store.
yeah, dude, I got a bunch of stuff here. I got decent stuff. I got a lot of one thing that is going to be coming your way that I really never really messed around with before. It's like signed books, right? Like, I got so many signed books I come across, and I used to just send them into Amazon because it's Mike, the used book guy. He don't do eBay. So like, I got so many signed books sitting at the storage unit, and whenever I see like a popular author in thrift stores, I always see if they're signed, right? We got Dwight from The Office.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this type of stuff I come across all the time, and I'm honestly straight up too lazy to list it, right? Like, it's just a matter of facts. I honestly make more money if I just go scan more stuff for Amazon than me listing on eBay. First off, my listings, they're not terrible, right? They're not the worst, but they suck, right? And then I got to pack it and ship it. It's too much for me. So, dude, you're going to be getting
Signed stuff
all.
can be a little bit tricky. By and large, a lot of it's not worth a whole lot of money just because they oversign, but the guy that is now deceased and or never really signed too often still doesn't sign too often. That's where it's worth money. But for me to inject that in my store, a signed book, it's always at least a $20 bill.
Yeah.
If it so happens to be worth more, I'll list it for more,
That's
obviously.
what I'm
But
saying. Like, that stuff's out there. I come across it all the time. I got a bunch of like NASCAR drivers I never heard of. I don't know if they're worth anything, but they're signed, so it's like, whatever, Johnny can figure it out for me and
yeah, sure.
just give me my money,
Send me
dude.
my Babe Ruth signed copy autobiographies that he never wrote. Go right ahead, Mike.
The open line of communication is huge. Like we said, he's got the email address. You can comment on the channel. You can find him in all the reselling groups. He's got two calls in my group every single month. You can ask him about anything related to his new endeavor here and selling the stuff for you, which I'm sure he'll probably your next call should just literally be you talking about that.
Yeah,
Next.
I can address the people's concerns, questions, comments, emotional outbursts.
All the information, even if you're on the podcast platforms, it all should be in the description of the actual podcast platform, of the description of the episode that you're listening to. If you're on YouTube, you'll see it in the description and in the pinned comments. You got anything else for us? I think we kind of covered everything.
I'll just give the Cliff Notes summary. Send me the books, magazines, comics, ephemera, DVDs, and CDs you don't want to do yourself. Put it in a box. Put the required information, meaning who are you, your email address so I can correspond to you, the methodology of which you want to get paid. Seal the box up, mail it on to me, and then get paid. It's a 50-50 split after eBay fees. Or platform fees, whichever the case may be. And I'll do payouts on a weekly basis of previous week's solds. And if you ever want your items back, you'll have to pay for shipping. You'll have to pay and backing things up from the point of origin. You do have to pay shipping to get it to me. I'm not handling shipping. That's on you. Again, just to handle the Nora Roberts all box people that send me that, because I know it's going to happen,
Oh, yeah.
unfortunately. Yeah, and I'll correspond to you via email once I've got it listed or started processing it, and I'll send you invoice line items for when things have sold.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. We'll
Yep.
talk to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.